Okay, Pinkies, what do you know? Look at this. It's an episode of the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. I am the Faye Driver. It's been ages since I put out an episode. Just going to back out of the garage. We have a not very nice day today because it's one of those rainy days and then it's not raining. And it is raining and it's not raining. My garage door opener closer is not working. There we go. Because it needs a battery or something. So we're going to have to be, we're going to be driving around in the slippery, oily, wet roads. Because it hasn't, I guess it has rained a bit here, but it's been we've had a bit of a stretch without rain. So we are on a mission today, driving the 911 Dorian Gray. We'll be doing some freeway driving. I guess I have a lot of things to tell you about. What should I try to remember to tell you about? You want to talk about the basement suite? I certainly don't. We have a voicemail from Scotty, the little Aussie battler. Maybe I should do that post-haste. Because he has questions about the last episode with the motorhome, which was renamed, so far is unnamed. Now I got a kappa. I'm now following a kappa, which you know I don't like. Oh, speaking of kappas, I beat the rap, Pinkies. I beat the rap. Remember many, many months ago, somewhere around the beginning, when was that? Beginning of summer or spring or something? I got a speeding ticket and a no license plate fine. So obviously anytime, which we actually caught on tape, when I got pulled over. As usual, I always dispute any ticket, no matter how guilty I am, no matter how true the evidence might be against me, I dispute, I deny, and lie. So I disputed this ticket, and of course we got our court date, we went to court, and although I did not come out unscathed, I did manage to negotiate my ticket fee down from, I don't know, it was probably about $365 altogether. And I got it down to $160 or something like that. Perhaps I've talked about this already. But anyway, continuing to work the system once again, Faye comes out on top. Oh my goodness. Oh, ucky, dirty, gross, disgusting roads. Oh, all the construction around this town. The dirty mud trucks are coming out of the construction zones, making the roads dirty. Oh, I hate that. Oh, well, this car's done for anyway. It'll be very dirty by the time we end our day today. All right, well, let's listen to this voicemail from Scotty and see what he has to say here. Scotty, the little Aussie battler, who wants everybody to come to Sydney in 2020. You know, Scotty, I won't get any vacation whatsoever in 2020 until I leave my job. So there'll be no traveling for me. Not until the latter part of the year, at the earliest, will I be able to travel. Oh, some railroad tracks here. Okay, let's see if we can get Scotty's message up.
Hello, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty?
What's your name? Faye Driver. Listen, your last podcast doesn't make any sense. Can you please speak in English? None of this feet and inches and pounds, oh, and yes, whatever other ridiculous things you were quoting about this new trailer, which, I don't know, like a trailer is something that you put all your junk in to tow your stuff to the dump. So I don't know. Do you mean like some sort of caravan or
caravan? Like a bindi bus.
One of those sort of mobile home things. Anyway, it just doesn't make any sense.
All right.
But congratulations on getting something big. This is Scotty. Bye.
Thank you, Scotty. So Scotty wants to know meters and kilograms instead of feet, inches, and pounds. I believe he's referring to the last episode where I was talking about my 10,000-pound trailer. It is essentially, Scotty, a mobile home, I guess you would call it. It's a living space on wheels. It does not have its own propulsion. It is a towable vehicle. We refer to it as a fifth wheel, which is opposed to a towable trailer. A trailer hooks up to your bumper, so to speak. But this is a fifth wheel trailer, is what we would call it here. So you can think of it as a mobile home. It's about a 250 square foot living space, which would be probably like 22 meters of cubic, is it cubic meters? Square meters? 22 square meters of living space, making up a kitchen, a living room, and a separate bedroom with shower and all that. And this trailer would be about probably 10 meters long, I think. It's probably just under 10 meters. Or 10.5 meters, right around there. It's 32 or 33 feet, depending on what you measure. So does that help? So it's 10 meters long, and it weighs by itself. It weighs about 4,600 kilograms. So your 10,000 pounds, your Peugeot probably weighs around maybe 1,800 kilograms, somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 kilograms, I would think, for your small car. So this trailer by itself is 4,600, almost 5,000 kilograms when you add all the water and stuff and all the crap you put in it, like blankets and liquor. And when it's attached to the truck and the truck itself is like 4,000 kilograms, Scotty, which is about 9,000 pounds. And so together they weigh, I guess, about like 9,000 kilograms. It's about 12 or 13,000 pounds of weight with the truck, when the truck is attached to the trailer or the mobile home. So I hope that answers your question, Scotty Aussie Battler. We have been very busy here at the Pink Fay Manor with the upgrade to the basement for Father to move in. We've had a lot of progress has happened, thankfully, because you know it's been taking far too long. We had a drywall man come in and finish putting up the gyprock boards, the wall boards. I don't know, who knows what they call it in fucking Australia. And then the mudding, all the plastering, Scotty. So the thing's been plastered, not unlike the driver of this car, and sanded, and boy did they ever make a mess. Just a horrible, horrible mess. Now, I understand, I fully expected there'd be some dust and things like that. But this drywaller guy, he was just flinging around the drywall mud like he was having some kind of a food fight with a Pokemon or something like that. I don't know, some imaginary, I don't know what was going on, but it took me days to clean up the blobs and piles, like goopy piles where he would, you know, where you pour the water in, you mix in the mud material, and you gotta get a good hefty drill on it to mix that stuff, the water, making basically a thick soup of drywall mud. Well, there would be these piles of drywall mud where he would be mixing his stuff because it would just be glopping out all over the place. This guy was so messy. So messy. But anyway, that's all done. One step closer and we'll be painted and we're going to have some floor coming in. By the end of the middle of September, somewhere around the beginning and middle of September, we will have had flooring and painting done, and then we'll be ready to, you know, put in light switches and got to get cabinets and all that. So it's coming along, and my father is whatever. My father is dawdling along on his own and doing mostly okay, I guess. So that's all happening there. All right, well, I guess I am on the freeway. I thought I might have some more things to talk about. Dr. Quack got a new car. Dr. Quack picked himself up a Lexus IS250. So, all-wheel drive. Sedan. I don't know, is it a two-door or a four-door? I can't recall. We've got to get into the traffic here. We're being slowed down by Trucker Alex. Hauling pipes today, Trucker Alex. I see you got the pipes, 40-foot long pipes, steel pipes. Don't want to have those fall off the truck and crush us. So we'll just get by Trucker Alex. Okay, I am the Faye driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Or you can possibly hear me on But First, the Big Brother recap show with Adam Burns and Big Fatty and other special guest stars. That's the 70-mile-an-hour dinger. I'm out of here.